On Sunday, June 9th, 137 firefighters completed a historic Southern Humboldt fire readiness training at Garberville's Community Park. The RT-130 Skill Building Day was named the Lachindet Incident to honor the Wailaki word for hazel because trainees worked to expand the hand line around a cultural burn site at a hazel grove. Lachindet is a significant plant to Wailaki basket weavers in the use of cultural fire, or enshongkonk. These efforts to improve the Lachindet habitat by this large group of local fire trainees represents the continuance of the cultural burning movement in Southern Humboldt that began in 2022 with the first Good Fire conference at the Mateel. Sunday's activities also marked the completion of the National Wildfire Coordinating Group certification of new Type 2 firefighters from the Southern Humboldt Fire Academy and doubled as a rigorous annual skills and safety refresher for all fire service members. I spoke with Incident Commander Diana Totten, who juggled my questions while responding to requests over her fire radio.
My name is Diana Totten, and I've been involved in the fire service in Southern Humboldt for quite a few years. Today, we're at the community park here, Tubi Park, doing what's called an RT-130, or basically a firefighter readiness training. And we have a lot of departments from all over Southern Humboldt, over 13 fire departments represented here. And we also have representatives and
planning 10-line group
from quite a few agencies, including the Forest Service, BLM, and CAL FIRE, and the Humboldt Prescribed Burn Association.
Totten explained further, quote, "Each firefighter goes through a series of training scenarios, including hose lays off of engines, hand line construction, fire shelters, incidents within incidents, and taking care of all of the equipment that we use every day in the fire service. It is very organized and happens nationwide. This training is a requirement if we're going to work on fires outside of our district," end quote. She went on.
So we have a really strong group of cultural fire practitioners that have come. They've come from two different directions, actually. We have folks from Round Valley as well as Hoopaw, and then some of our local cultural fire practitioners.
IWI patients made it to the road.
Totten has been involved in the Wildland Fire Service for decades and has worked in many positions on hundreds of fires. She also has Wintu heritage from Hayfork and is Southern Humboldt's own cultural fire advisor through the Humboldt County Prescribed Burn Association. Last June, here at the Southern Humboldt Community Park, Totten taught a new, nationally certified S-190 beginning firefighting course geared specifically towards Indigenous youth, titled Cultural Fire Behavior Training. Over the past few years, when we have been lucky enough to avoid megafires, she has used her spare time to help cultivate prescribed burning practices in our region that also benefit Native youth, working with nonprofits like the Wailaki Cultural Fire Crew and Native Health and Native Hands. Totten sees this year's fire readiness training as an emblem of, quote, "the benefits of working together towards the same goal and speaking the same language," unquote. Tribal members from the north and south ends of Humboldt County were in attendance, some graduating for the first time, others refreshing their certifications from last year. Some, including Ernest Lincoln of Native Health and Native Hands, wore yellow Nomex jackets inscribed with the red letters Nekut Konk In Shong, a Wailaki phrase meaning good fire on the ground. Totten noted major shifts in how agencies are reacting to cultural fire.
The Forest Service, BLM, CAL FIRE all recognize now that the cultural burning or prescribed fire is going to be what's going to save us all. CAL FIRE actually has an insurance policy that they offer to cultural burn practitioners. For instance, last year on the cultural burn that we call the Hazel Grove over here in the community park, we were covered by a $2 million liability insurance through the state in order to accomplish our goals. And that's been a really big hurdle.
Indigenous fire successfully returned to Southern Humboldt for the first time in almost two centuries last year on October 19th. Sunday's handline construction module, defined as a line scraped or dug to dirt to impede the spread of fire, took place around the perimeter of the community park's Hazel Grove, expanding the existing fire line which was put in place by October's cultural burn. Totten reminded me of today's incident name, Legendet, a word in Wailaki that means hazel. She mused.
Hazel is, wants fire in its life. And when we put fire to the hazel grove, we call it over there, the shoots that come up the next year are straight and really supple, really able to be used for the basketry. With the villages that were here on this flat, you can guarantee they use those hazels.
She gestured behind a row of ancient pepperwoods towards the Wailaki village site known as Kenteshe Tongati. Totten stated, quote, "The native people burned the land around here to create habitat for animals, enhance food sources, and reduce the fuel load," unquote. She continued,
"One of the best suppression tools we have, one of the most effective suppression tools we have, is using fire against fire. Using fire against fire. That is a cultural thing. And something else to remember is the native people didn't run around and just light everything on fire. They actually had a plan, and they had specific people that would do it."
Prescribed and cultural fire aren't synonymous. According to seasoned firefighter and Wailaki cultural fire crew member Natasha Carrico, she stated, quote, "We are using cultural fire as a tool to farm the land, regenerate growth, and mitigate invasive species. We're creating fertilization from the ash that changes the DNA structure at a cellular level of our cultural use plants so that they are more productive for us next year," unquote. She went on,
"The object behind cultural fire is when we leave and it regrows, you shouldn't even be able to really tell, besides seeing more native species growing, that we were even there. That's the whole idea behind it. With this way of using fire as a tool in our forest, we didn't have mega fires. Mega fires are only a recent thing. And it's due to the lack of using fire as a tool. So it's pretty cool at a government level. They're now saying, we were wrong, you guys were right, let's start using it more. So that's why me and Perry were able to start doing this kind of stuff again. So it's pretty exciting, and to have you guys to be a part of it and be a part of an actual burn unit that will burn this fall, that everybody is invited to participate in. You don't have to be native to do a cultural burn. Our ancestors understood this balance in nature. You burn, right? We would burn the grasses, and we knew that there was a seed bank under there. The fire was actually popping a 50-year-old seed bank, and we would get these native grasses to regrow in abundance next year, which was food for us, food for the wildlife. It made the ease of access for the elk to move through, which is also our food too, which brings our water table and keeps our water table up because we're keeping those conifers in check. There's this huge effect when you do fire in a correct way, and you can see it really fast by the next grow season."
Founding director of Native Health and Native Hands, Perry Lincoln, helped oversee the handline construction module. Watching the crews use their shovels to scrape the dirt down to bare mineral soil in a protective circle around the hazel grove, he explained,
"Pruning and burning, we manage the forest like our garden."
By the end of a dynamic and rigorous training day, over 130 firefighters were better prepared to help protect our communities for the upcoming fire season. Their smiles and sweat were evidence of the camaraderie of the fire service. In the shade of the park's grand oaks, as the tired firefighters ate their sandwiches, signed paperwork, and chatted about the day's gains, Perry Lincoln thanked the attendees.
Nanula means thank you in our language. One thing I want to say is that it wasn't that long ago I was holding my grandson on my knee, and here he is, his first training. There he is right there. Yeah. I don't mean to embarrass him or anything, but I'm so proud of all of you helping and all of you that care for the land so much. That's why we're all out here. You know, we want to make good things happen, so thank you.
For KMUD, I'm Serenity Wood.